we're discussing hockey.
A sport where you're actually hitting a ball this size with a stick and hitting it really hard. It's harder than you can kick a football ever.
Trace a bullet in Ravi Shastri's words.
All they got was peanuts and drinks.
We just need to attach a lot more pride to the accolades and achievements of the past.
India soccer episode, in the sense that in India football episode, Shakti India is what got me the most excited about hockey for a brief period of time.
These gundas have hockey sticks to beat up people.
Who is going
to
be like in 2003?
Okay, no, I'm not saying much.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of All About Sports, the podcast. Last week we were discussing college sports in the US and trying to understand how the US monetized their system and if the rest of the world can copy that. This week is a fun one, especially for our Indian fans, especially if you're a hockey fan, because we're discussing hockey. We're going to focus a little bit on Indian hockey, but then maybe spread out a bit to global hockey as well, looking into what has changed in Indian hockey over the years, what's exciting coming up, what our prospects and hopes are for the future. Today, you're joined by hosts Aniket, Mazhar, and myself, Rishabh. And with that, guys, we can jump right into it. Hockey, obviously, has historically been a pretty big sport in India. But we've seen, especially in the 2000s and maybe the early 2010s, India's success in the world of hockey is taken a little bit of a hit, taken a little bit of a dip. Popularity in the sport has also massively decreased in India. So I wanted to get a broad understanding from you guys. What changed? Because India used to be a Olympic giant in the sport. What has changed since then to make us maybe now kind of at the back of the pack in this sport? And I'll start with you, Gui.
So you mentioned Olympic giants. To put it into perspective, 8 Olympic golds in hockey for India. 6 consecutive golds from what, 28 to 56, I think. The 6 Olympics and we won a gold in each of them. We had the likes of Dhyan Chand, we had Roop Singh, Balbir Singh, senior, junior. We had like some absolute phenoms in the sport of hockey. And I mean, we kind of went uncontested until what, the Olympics of 60?
And then I think, and then again in 80, right.
Yeah, and again then with AstroTurf coming in the 70s. I to be honest, like in the 60s, I think when we lost to Pakistan for the first time and we were runner ups for the silver, if I'm not wrong, is when our reputation took a dent for the first time. And so much so that the 1980s gold was considered a bounce back. Like, there was a period where let's be honest, it's like Golden State not winning now. I mean, you won so much and with such sheer dominance that anything which is not a title win is going to be considered as, well, a failure. So, let's see what happened in that period. 70s was the introduction of the AstroTurf, and I think we fell behind it, really behind in terms of catching up to that form of technology, because most Indian players were still playing on natural turf as opposed to AstroTurf. And let's be honest, we played football on AstroTurf versus our Maidans, right? Whole different ballgame. And now you're talking about a sport where you're actually hitting a ball this size with a stick and hitting it really hard. It's harder than you can kick a football ever. So the adjustment was maybe too much. And so much so that even in the 90s, like 80s and 90s, and Dhanraj Pillai had his moments of fame, that was kind of considered as an oh my god moment in hockey, as opposed to, well, 8 medals in 8 golds. Let's not call it a medal, 8 gold medals across 40 years. What do you think, Mazhar? Like, do you think it's just the AstroTurf, or do you think there's something else?
I'm not really sure. Now, if you look at the timeline, of course, firstly, we won most of our goals I mean, we won 3 Olympic gold medals in British Raj. Let's not forget that. We may have the greatest hockey player ever in Major Dhyanchand. But, I mean, I don't really know if I can actually, definitely not in our lifetimes, consider hockey a major Indian sport anymore. It's sad to say, but I feel like it's the fact. And I think it also stems to the fact that 83, now you look at it, 1983, India won the Cricket World Cup. So cricket shot up majorly and took off like a trace of bullet in Ravi Shastri's words.
Bro, that was my exact talking point, the perfect point.
So coming back to the point is that 1983 saw this upsurge and an increase in popularity for cricket. So I think that led to the demise of hockey slowly as well, because I think it just caught on. You win the World Cup, right? And if you look at India's record at the World Cup, we've only won one World Cup, and that was in 1975. Again, pre-India winning the Cricket World Cup. After that, in 1982, in India itself, the World Cup, we didn't win. Forget winning. We didn't make the finals. We finished fifth. So, it's crazy. Like, I think that it just came down to the fact that the Indian team couldn't match up or live up to the billing later. Maybe it was the AstroTurf being the sole reason. But you can't help but think that the sudden rise in popularity of cricket led to the demise of hockey, is what I believe when it comes to looking at the olden days.
And I, you know, it's funny, we were discussing this a little bit earlier, but this almost feels like deja vu from our India soccer episode, in the sense that in India football episode, because when we talked about India, you know, in the past, maybe being able to compete in the World Cup, obviously our hockey success is far, far in excess of our success in football. It's not really comparable. But it feels like deja vu in the sense that there seems to have also been a little bit of a management gochi that's happened somewhere along the line, right? I want to talk about two incidents most recently where I actually think the treatment of our Indian hockey team has also not been great, which has caused issues in the more recent past, right, for us. 2010, there was a case where the players went on an indefinite strike and basically didn't attend, boycotted the ongoing World Cup preparatory camp that was in Pune, because they were protesting against non-payment of their dues. They apparently wrote to the head of Hockey India and said, hey, listen, which I don't believe it at the time was called Hockey India, but they wrote to them essentially saying about this non-payment of dues, and it still really didn't get resolved super quickly. The second most bizarre one that I was very infuriated listening to is, in 2016, the hockey team, when they were at Rio, I believe, they were invited to the Indian embassy on August 15 to celebrate Independence Day. So they had to cancel a dinner that they had at the Olympic Village. They go to the embassy, and all they got was peanuts and drinks. And they hadn't eaten dinner, which is crazy, because food is like literally the most important thing for an athlete to maintain. So similar to football, I think there have been certain things where management has kind of messed up. And it's sad because, Maz, I love the point you brought up with the British Raj, because it has similar teams to cricket, right? The British Raj brought us hockey and cricket, and then we grew to dominate them in the same sports. But somehow kind of hockey has fallen off the bandwagon. Are there any other instances that you all have, or any concerns that you all have with how hockey is being managed in India or was managed in India in the 2000s that leads you to have any fears about Hockey India?
So to me, one thing which we don't do really well when it comes to hockey is associate pride. I mean, when was the last time you looked at our hockey team and said, man, these guys, or I don't mean to say like a current hockey team, but there is a sort of veneration of the 1983 World Cup, Cricket World Cup winning team, right? Okay, these guys, these are underdogs. They did so much, beat the best team on the planet at the moment. But okay, pre-independence, 3 Olympic golds, post-independence, another 5 Olympic golds, and barely spoken about. How is it that all of us knew who was the captain of the 83 Cricket World Cup, but well, I read about Dhyan Chand on a WhatsApp forward. Why did that happen? Why did that happen? I mean, why haven't we been speaking about a national sport with a sense of pride and glamour almost? Like, cricket is a glamorous sport right now. There are so many forms of attachment to cricket. I'm not talking about the commercialization, but just okay, winning the 2007 World Cup, T20, 2011 ODI World Cup. These are like key pivotal moments, and like everyone who's watched it has kind of attached themselves to it. You know, I was watching it here, I was doing this, and we've been speaking about it for what, 15 years now, 14, 13, whatever. All right, but I never saw that with hockey. Like maybe it had been already been a while, in the sense that the only one who we could have looked back and said, like, maybe we watched for like a very brief period was Dhanraj Pillai and his greatness in the sport. But yeah, I mean, we just need to attach a lot more pride to the accolades and achievements of the past. That's one thing I believe which has not been done. If you ask me, badminton much more recognized, and I mean like the achievements of the past. Who are the players who have, you know, kind of broken the norm in other sports? Hockey, no one's spoken to me about it. Nobody. And we've been speaking about sports for a while now, right? To each other. We've kind of immersed ourselves in terms of like just having conversations about sports, meeting people who are into sports. I don't recall anyone speaking about hockey.
Forget
speaking about it with a sense of pride.
No, you're totally right. Kabaddi, hockey, TT have all come up before. Badminton have all come up before hockey. You make a really good point on that front.
So, Gui, I was thinking about it. Now, I feel like hockey has... I feel like the Hockey Federation being blamed, I feel like it has a lot to do with the locals as well. Now, the perfect example, I'll tell you, is our school. So, at least the school which Krishnan and I went to, we had hockey as a proper sport, and we were one of the best teams at it long back. Before we even joined school, or in fact, probably so parents from our school who all played hockey, and they used to have these big rivalries with other schools. When we were in school, there was no hockey at all. So I think it just comes down to that fact as well. If it didn't start at the school level, which brings me back to again the last episode of college sports and all of that, it wasn't imbibed into our system at the grassroots level itself. Suddenly there was this huge push on football. Even cricket took a backseat for that matter in our school, I'll be very honest. Basketball and football saw this huge meteoric rise rather. And I think that also has led to the detriment of the sport. So I don't know how much we can fault the federation. And at the end of the day, even sports is a popularity game. Yeah. So it all comes down to viewership. The inclinations towards cricket. Hockey is a standard game, right? There's nothing different that happens in it. Like, it's basically almost the same as football if you're watching it. And I also think that Bollywood in some way is to be blamed for this. Because in all their bloody movies, these gundas have hockey sticks to beat up people. Like, it just gives off a wrong vibe. I'm serious. I'm being very serious right now. It gives a negative impact to kids. They are like, oh, he has a hockey stick.
It's a goal. Yeah.
Never know. Like, I'm saying, like, I know for a fact that subconsciously, it may have affected me in thinking that, oh, I don't want to play hockey. It's a rough game because maybe these guys are all gundas. Just hypothetical situation. But I definitely feel that it could have had some impact as well. And Bollywood runs our lives. Let's not forget that as well.
So I was going to take the flip side and say Chakde India is what got me the most excited about hockey for a brief period of time.
Yeah.
But I forgot about the gundas with hockey sticks. I forgot about the gundas with hockey sticks.
No, but Krishnan, you're right. Chakde India actually must have, at that point in time, there must have 100% have been a lot more enrollments into hockey. But again, right. Short-lived, right? That's the crazy fan following Shah Rukh Khan has.
And So, I think the moral of the story is that they need to make more Shah Rukh Khan films about hockey. So I think he needs to play Dhanraj Pillai, he plays Dhyan Chand. I think
Viren Raskina, Dilip Turki, Sandeep Singh, Sardar Singh, sab bana do. Sab bana do.
Just make it different people and then it might work. But you know, Mazhar, you make a good point about in school how you transitioned away from consider. And that's a really good point because even athletes in India, if you're someone who's athletic, hockey is not front of mind for you as the athlete that you, as the sport you want to go into.
But Krishnan, sorry to cut you off. But,
no.
But this reminds me of exactly what Guhi said in the last episode. Money. Where's the money coming from?
You're 100% right. It has a lot to do with money. And even I felt initially guilty when you said like we had a really good hockey team. And I thought you meant when we were in school and I was thinking, I don't remember our hockey team at all. What are you talking about? And then you said, obviously, prior generation. I was like, okay. But I wanted to nail in on that point a little bit, right? Because you say it's not so much followed by people because you make the really good point of ease of access to the sport, right? There's a reason that football is the most globally followed sport in the world, right? You need a ball. You need a ball. You need any kind of circular object you can kick around. And that's where hockey has a little more nuance in the sense that you need a kind of specific stick. It's not even like cricket where a lot of people, you know, if you don't have access to maybe a good bat in India, you can make a bat out of something random. Whereas hockey has a little bit of a limitation from that standpoint. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about this. Like one, let's talk a little bit about ease of access. Because Guhi, I want to ask you for you as well. Was there any conversation about hockey in your sports teams, in PE? Did you have a school team? Did you ever go to watch any kind of school games, advertising for it? What was your experience growing up in India around hockey?
The closest I've been to hockey is seeing kids from another school with the hockey kit. That's about it. My school had nothing to do with the sport, unfortunately enough. Of course, it also comes down to having enough infrastructure around the sport. Like most schools won't have a spot where kids could play any sport, let alone hockey, where you need a surface which is conducive to playing it. And it's not, I don't believe it's as much of a popularity contest. Like Bombay has a lot of schools which play hockey, at least where I live, where you live, I know that for a fact. We spoke about it in our football episode that there is a lot of regional following. I don't think it's as regional for hockey. Even if there are spots, those spots are like, they do well enough in terms of producing national level players who can compete. My issue is, it's not my issue, sorry. what I think about it, is hockey even globally as well marketed as football, basketball, tennis, or any other sport? Is it marketed as well? I really don't think so at all. I think hockey is dominant, like the countries which dominate are countries where there are or where there is a very strong presence of sports in society in general. Australia, Belgium, Netherlands, these countries have so much sports at the club level, at grassroots level. If your kid, you enroll your kids into multiple sports, right? let them have a go at sports as a career, as a life choice. You're okay with it. And there are these three or four nations, even like in South America, Argentina as well, right? As a nation for hockey. These are countries where sports are the way of living your life and making career are popular. But globally, is hockey pushed as much as football, basketball? I don't think so. So are we getting that kind of exposure in case in countries, I mean, in countries like ours where sports is not a go-to career choice? Do we find enough exposure to in media we consume to hockey as a go-to option where I can, you know, possibly cement my place in a national team, or forget being in a national team, in a club team also, where I can run my household? I don't think so. So globally also, I don't believe hockey is popularized or commercial. Okay, not commercialized, but just marketed well enough to the extent some other sports are.
So Krish, Gui, just to add to what you said about marketability, when the Premier Hockey League existed, which was created in 2005, it lasted only 3 years. In 2008, it ceased to exist. They came up with the concept that, you know, they'll have a sort of Premier League for hockey at a club level to make it interesting. Great initiative, sadly failed. It's not like the Hockey Federation didn't try. Then after that, you roll on ahead, then you come to the Hockey India League. Who's the title sponsor of the Hockey India League?
All India?
Yeah.
All India? Yeah.
So you're talking about a government entity, which is a title sponsor for the sport. And now you look at the IPL sponsors and the title sponsors. You have these privatized multi-billion, billion might be pushing it, but multi-million dollar companies.
You're right. You're absolutely right, because it was this time, if you think about IPL sponsors this time, all VC firms, right? Because it's all startups.
But that's VC now, now. But I'm talking about at the same time, so maybe it was going a bit high. But the point is, you have a government entity as your title sponsor. So that's only worrying. Now they have the Pro Hockey League, which is, again, doing well. It's garnered some nice international interest. Good teams are there. But I mean, I still don't know. Yeah. What do you do? It's just cool because it's international teams playing each other. So that's what's cool about the Pro Hockey League. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think India's improved. And now we are ranked 4th since Feb 2020. So, but yeah.
And I think, you guys both bring up really good points, because it also ties into how well, like you mentioned, globally, how what I guess the US calls field hockey is advertised and marketed. When you compare that to, say, ice hockey, it is unbelievable. It is, again, similar to how we talked about college sports. The way the US has nailed down marketing sports, ice hockey, even though it is played by just one country, essentially, well, one or two countries, maybe, and a little bit in Scandinavia as well, but largely the biggest leagues are basically US, Canada. That has such a high amount of revenue generation. And the second thing that you brought to, I understand you did make a good point about how in India in general, unlike football, where it's only specifically maybe in Calcutta and a few specific, the Northeast, this is a slightly more broad spread, but a major following may even be in Orissa, which again doesn't garner the highest revenue from a sports investing standpoint. But I wanted to now circle in, Muzz, on the thing that you brought up, which is the leagues that the Hockey India is trying to set up, right? I mean, it's again, it's sort of has historically been a mess, somewhat similar to football, where I honestly struggle to keep track, because there's Premier Hockey League, it became World Series Hockey, then it's Hockey India League. And they're all similar words, just seem to be flipped around like infinite number of times. So Muzz, what has Indian hockey tried to do to revive sport? What are they trying? Has it worked? What do they need to do? So what have you seen that they've done to kind of pump some money into it, pump some excitement about it? What have they done?
Honestly, Krishnan, India still has that demand for and popularity for the sport. And what I mean by that is, international interest still exists. Like, players want to come and play in India because we are still a big team. And I'm not only going by the rankings. India is too big to fail in the sport. Let's just put it like that. With all that we've achieved in the sport, we're a known name. And everyone, no matter what people say, no team considers us walkover. I think the federation's trying everything. If there are no sponsors, there are no sponsors. Where do you go? You are running from pillar to post to try and get something. And the proof of that is, Krishnan, this is so sad, but the Indian Federation is now trying to plan foreign camps for men's team and the women's team. They have to go to the Sports Authority of India just to get permission to be able to send their players abroad to training camps. Can you believe how disheartening and sad that is? So, maybe that structure is only broken because they aren't an independent body as such, like the BCCI maybe.
And I think another point to bring up is there is this same gochi. I'm sorry to keep using the same word. This same gochi that we talked about in football as well, happening with hockey, specifically with the leagues, right? Let's look at what happened. They started off with the Premier Hockey League, right? That happened from 2005 to 2008. Then that league kind of stopped. That was our internal league. It brought a lot of excitement. They did some cool things like the normal 70-minute hockey game is usually over two sessions. They made it four sessions, so it's like shorter, like for people with smaller attention spans, plus they can fit in more ads, so hopefully generate more money. They also did this thing where they changed the penalty shootout format, so it's almost like that old-timey like football format where the hockey player brings it up and it's a one-on-one, and I believe it's 6 seconds and how many ever shots you can get away in those 6 seconds, you can basically take as long as you can score, if I'm not mistaken. So they tried finding ways to bring excitement back. But here's where, again, the gochi starts happening. So, 2008, this league stops. They are not able to continue doing it. 2011, the World Series Hockey comes up now.
I didn't even remember this existed in between. I forgot that it was there also.
Bro, it was 1 year. It was 1 year and then it went.
Oh, that's right.
Forgiven. Nobody remembered it. I don't think anybody remembers. I don't know if the players who played in it could remember that they played in it. There was 1 year. It happened for 1 year. They did a similar thing. They did this fancy penalty shootout. But here's what happened. The International Hockey Federation didn't recognize the... the International Hockey Federation did not recognize this as a league because... they didn't recognize the Indian Hockey Federation, which was not Hockey India, a different federation organizing the sport. They didn't recognize them as a proper organizing body for sports. So they delegitimized that league as well. Sort of similar to the confusion that happened with ISL versus the I-League in soccer, in football. Exact same thing happened for hockey as well. Which is why finally Hockey India came in and said, okay, let's start Hockey League India. And I believe 2013... which then consisted of six teams and finally was a legitimate league that was authorized by the International Hockey Federation. So that's again a similar issue that's happening where there seems to be, and I don't know if other countries face this issue, maybe it is a common issue that other countries face, I have no idea, but this similar issue of like not being able to coordinate leagues that can be authorized by an international body. Gui, anything else that you were excited about that you think they're doing to revitalize the sport?
So, just, I think we need to stick to the IPL format. We need to run with it for a while. We're trying it with the ISL as well. It's the same, right? It's basically the IPL format. You try and add, bring celebrities who will own teams. Bring... Well, more, which is basically eyeballs, because that's what drives ad revenue. So you're trying to indirectly pump money into the system, which is a good thing. I think we need some like tremendous amounts of work on the grassroots level. I think we need it for sports in general in India. So well, add hockey to the list. I think all in all, I don't blame the federation as much as I would in terms of, say, football, where there have been like barely any efforts.
That's a good point. It is crazy how much like Lalit Modi has single-handedly revolutionized sports in India. I mean, he's created...
after stealing the idea from the ICL.
Dude, how that? I remember those jerseys. Oh, they're the ugliest Provoke jerseys I've seen. Firstly, when did Provoke make sports kits? Before we go too much on a tangent, guys, we wanted to introduce a fun new segment that we're going to be introducing to our podcast going forward. We're going to do a small quiz segment at the end of all of our episodes. We'll vary the number of questions, maybe between 3 and 5 questions each week, challenging each of our different hosts to test their knowledge. And then we're going to keep track of the scores. We're going to keep rotating who asked the questions. We'll keep track of the scores. And then after a certain number of episodes, we haven't nailed down the frequency, but after a certain number of episodes, whoever is lost and has the fewest number of points by the end of that period will have to do some dare of some sort to hopefully embarrass them either on the podcast or outside the podcast that we'll make sure to share with you on social media. So with that, guys, are you guys ready for another quiz session?
No.
Not ready. But since we already
see, as long as Shubham gets a minus one for not being here today, I'm okay with it.
Perfect. Agreed. okay, guys. So first question. No, you can't phone a friend. When did hockey gain permanent Olympic status in the Olympics? And I'll give you guys whoever's the closest year, you get it. Whoever gets the closest year is good. But permanent status. So not just the first time it was in the Olympics.
Gui, you want to go for it?
Is it 1920?
Sorry. Okay, Mazhar, what do you have?
1924, because 1925 was when India's body got founded. So I'm assuming 1924 was an Olympic year.
I'm gonna have to
both of us. I think even I am wrong if I'm not sure. So 1924, there was no hockey. It returned in 28 after an 8-year hiatus. So it was skipped in 1924. So 1920 is definitely one of the years where hockey was there in the Olympics. But I'm
hey,
not sure
now you don't
time.
Play your games. Huh?
Gui, you're right, but you don't get extra points for general knowledge. That is not valid in this game. I'm sorry, Gui, but your logic was right. 1928 is the year it actually became.
So Gui, I win?
So you win. So Mazhar wins. Yeah. Gui had some extra knowledge on the side that was useless.
Gui.
So it's 1928. Okay, next question, guys.
See, that thinking too much cost you, Gui. Thinking too much cost you.
Okay, next question. So in we spoke about how at the end of this year the men's hockey team in India finished fourth, which is the highest they've ever ranked in these FIH rankings. In the women's rankings, who is number one in the world? Which country? This is just a right or wrong answer. There's no closest to anything. Mazhar, I'm going to start with you this time since Gui started last time.
Okay.
Gui, you can save your knowledge for your extra knowledge.
I'm going with the Netherlands.
Okay, Mazhar, Netherlands. Gui, who you got?
So, I hate going second because then it feels like you copied the answer, but I think it's the Netherlands as well. I think the Netherlands is Finnish. Okay, no, I'm not saying much.
You guys are both right. It is the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Well done. I'm very impressed, guys. Okay, very, very impressive. I'm very impressed. Just to dig into the heels of our like British Raj, how we've conquered our British Raj, we've overtaken them. We are better than them at cricket. Question is, are we better than them at hockey? In Indian men's hockey, India is ranked fourth, right? Where is England ranked? Gui, I'm going to switch back to you now. Gui's going to be like, in 2003,
I think they were looking at first. I'm 100% sure they did not finish above us in the rankings this year, as in 2020. If you want me to pick a number, I'm just going to go with ninth.
Ninth? Okay, and I'll give you guys closest to again on this one. Mazhar?
Closest to then, I'm going to go. I'm already winning. So, Gui, I can get this one wrong.
Please get this wrong.
Okay. I'm going with 11th.
11th. Gui, this one goes to you. They're actually 7th. They're 7th in the standings right now. Mazhar is not happy. Okay, guys, so I can finish off with the last question. This one's really, because it is 2-2 right now. So this one's is for, well, fucking nothing. But still, let's go for it. So the first season of Premier Hockey League, that's the first of the many leagues that was started, was in 2008. Which is the city that won that year? The city. You just need to name the city. I want to ask you to name the team. The city. The Indian city that won the first Premier Hockey League in 2008. Mazhar, I'll go with you.
When was the first one?
2008. This is the first league that got cancelled after 3 years.
But didn't the league start in 2005?
Oh, sorry. You're right. Sorry. You're 100%
right. Gets a minus point.
I'll take the minus one. Sorry. I mean the last time it happened, uh-huh. 2008. The last time.
This one I know.
You know
it's Bangalore High Flyers. Sorry, Gui, but I know this one. This is done.
Gui, be honest. Were you going to say Bangalore? Be honest. No. Okay, zero. No. Zero for Gui.
It better be right.
Wait,
one point for honesty. It is 100% right. It is Bangalore High Flyers. It is 100% correct. So with that, thanks so much, guys, for participating. We'll keep a track of the tally and have a little bit of a dare. Gui, right now you're in trouble. I'm also in trouble, I guess.
No, so Gui, I think you're safe.
You and Malu are in most trouble.
Yeah.
So Malu and Krishnan start off with -1. Everyone out there. To all our listeners and viewers.
Keep track. But anyway, thanks so much, guys. It was a really fun discussion. Fun to discuss a slightly different sport from what we've covered in the past. As always, we're on all the major podcast platforms. Do go check us out. Leave us a like. Leave us a share. Leave comments if you want to see something different, something you agree with, disagree with. And follow us on social media as well. But with that, thanks so much. Take care and stay safe. Bye, everyone.